was fun. Just Another Guy by OJs from the album The OJs. Before that, Bald Peach. Josephus, that was a request by SF Sorrow. Previous to that, That's What Love Will Do by Impressions on the album The Never Ending Impressions. Behind Locked Doors. The Missing Links on the album The Psychedelic Experience, Volume 3, Psychedelic Illusions. And before that, Have You Seen Your Mother, Baby, Standing in the Shadow? By the Rolling Stones. You can make a request at 516-654-4059. Call or text 516-654-4059. More music now.
Thank you. Jabara, Jabara, say Jabara, 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 say Jabara. Captain Luke, the cats don't ever purr. They know how, but not what fur.
The only one, Oscar. This week's Bubblegum OD features a tribute to the Wombles, a rodent rock group dedicated to keeping Britain tidy. Stay tuned.
Doing that thing. Jabara, jabara. Yep.
Let me in. Bye.
We all deserved a little Billy Preston there after enduring Danny Bonaducci's version of the 59th Street Bridge Song, a.k.a. Feeling Groovy. Hey, everybody, this is Becky, your host of Bubblegum OD. Got a spotlight coming up, but right now I want to introduce the first set. Before Danny, I played K3 with Bibliothèque. That was from Skinny Robbie and his latest Bubble Rock Explosion. Before that, the Murmurs doing their version of the H.R. Puffin Stuff opening theme. I played Derek, a.k.a. Johnny Cymbal, doing his classic bubblegum tune, Cinnamon. And I started with the Brady Bunch, a.k.a. the Silver Platters, with Keep On. Keeping that short because I want to talk a little bit about the Wombles. I'm sure some of you know about the Wombles, but for those who don't, the Wombles were a British 1973 stop-motion animation TV show based on a popular children's book series by Elizabeth Beresford. But we're interested in the Wombles because of the music. The Wombles had several albums. The musical director, producer, songwriter was a man named Mike Batt. Chris Spedding played lead guitar. The Wombles' music was bubblegum, maybe a little on the glam side. By the way, they also had a movie, Wombling On, in the 70s. They also got syndicated to Australia, New Zealand. The main thing you need to know about the Wombles, other than their music, is that their reason for existing is to keep Britain tidy. 1973 was at the heart of the ecology movement. They wandered the countryside picking up litter. They were on the TV show The Goodies, which was a British comedy show. Oh, the Wombles performed at the Eurovision Song Contest in 1974. They were entertainment. They weren't one of the acts that were competing. And in 2011, the Wombles performed live at Glastonbury. So I think it would be good if I told you some of the characters' names. Great Uncle Bulgaria, Bungo, Wellington, Madame Cholet, Kid Orinoco. Those are some of the main ones. They had 8 top 40 singles in the UK and 1 song on the US Billboard charts. Guess which one?
Underground, overground, wombling free. The Wombles of Wimbledon, common are we. Making good use of the things that we find. Things that the everyday folks leave behind. Uncle Bulgaria, we can remember the days when he wasn't behind the times. With his map of the world, pick up the papers and take them to Tobermory. Wombles are organized, work as a team. Wombles are tidy and wombles. sparkling. Underground, overground, wumbling free. The Wombles of Wimbledon, common are we. Their noses are Womble, maybe. Womble by night and we Womble by day, looking for litter to trundle away. We're so incredibly, utterly devious, making the most of everything. Even bottles and tins, pick up the pieces and make them into something new. Wumbling free, the Wombles of Wimbledon, common are we. Making good use of the things that we find, things that the everyday folks leave behind. Remember, 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 remember.
Dance, dance, dance. Wah, 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 wah. the harmony, razzmatazz,
to the harmony.
Oh, it may be a dream on a Hollywood theme, but I'm really getting into the jazz. It's so,
oh yes, it's so
appreciably, undeniably enjoyable when you're wobbling to the real thing down at the Wimbledon barbershop, singing in harmony. Voices are flying through the cool summer atmosphere. We're standing on the corner of the street.
On the corner of
always
the street.
Always good to be vibrant by the old fire hydrant while the sun is providing the heat. Sing high!
Sing high!
Sing low! Gives you the impression that the whole darn world is in paradise when you wobble to the real thing down at the Wimbledon barbershop, singing in harmony. Harmony, razzmatazz. Oh, it may be a dream on a Hollywood theme, but I'm really getting into the jazz. It's so,
oh yes, it's so
appreciably, undeniably enjoyable when you're wobbling to the real thing down at the Wimbledon barbershop. Barbershop, singing in harmony.
It wasn't for us Wombles, they'd be over their ears in rubbish by now.
Everybody's heard about the Wombles.
Oi!
But how many of you have actually ever seen one? They're everywhere, you know. You just have to look carefully and believe what you see. All Wombles are 4 foot fat and furry. And in their first big motion picture, they're sure to delight you with their brand new adventures and musical entertainment. The show must go on.
Hollywood set to the Broadway stage.
Womble up and see me sometime.
The Wombles treat us to a lot of old favorites and some new hit numbers.
Standing on your tiptoes, running on the spot. Exercise is good for you, lazy Mrs. Knopf.
Why not leave all your troubles in outer space and come join the Wombles for big screen family entertainment.
On the ground, Wombly.
Wobble, wobble, wobble!
Hooray!
Spring is here and so are we. The grass is high and the air is free, my friend. The sun is shining into my eyes. Shuffle, you can do it with me. Anytime you want to, you can do the Wombles Shuffle. You can do your shopping, walking to the Wombles Shuffle. Shuffle, shuffle to the Wombles Shuffle.
Judges do it with the magistrate.
Teachers do it in their coffee breaks.
The mad band is convening on the common. The music is waiting to be played. Come on along, get your feet moving. The wombles are on parade. The top brass are saluting to the colors. The ladies are reclining in the shade. Come on along, get your boots on. The wombles are on parade. Please stand at ease, for nothing quite relaxes like the boots and tennis axes of the band. The sound
jumping high. The policemen were in their uniforms. There were aeroplanes in the sky. Young Wellington raised his glasses to the sky, ever so blue, saying, let's collect some engine numbers down at Waterloo. A day off comes so seldom in a Wombles working year, that they like to make the most of them whenever they appear. So he put away his tidy bag and joined the breakfast queue, saying, soon I'll be in London town, down at Waterloo. Ooh, ticket collector, ticket collecting all day long. If you let me look at the engines, I'll sing. He cleaned his glasses with a rag he found upon the floor. Just then a mighty Pullman train came rattling into town. So Wellington whipped his notebook out and got the number down.
was down at Waterloo.
I'm going to tell you what songs we played while listening to Hall of the Mountain Womble. I played Wellington Goes to Waterloo, Wombles on Parade. You know, I wasn't that familiar with that one. I really liked all the different movements, the lyrics, how it worked in, the tune of the Remember You're a Womble anthem. It had all the parade elements, the march. I played a Wombles ad from Skinny Robbie. Thank you, Robbie. That was an ad for the film. I played Down in the Barbershop Singing in Harmony as a coda to Nonstop Wombling Summer Party, which was a Beach Boys parody. I hope nobody was offended by one of my favorite Womble songs, Invitation to the Ping Pong Ball. A delightful song about a different culture of Wombles, exhibiting their litter-picking skills, just like their English counterparts did. It was written in the 1970s and has some dubious cultural references for our woke 21st century. There it is, preserved in amber. It wasn't meant to be offensive. Remember You're a Womble is the Wombles' anthem. I think probably their best song. And the Womblix song, which was the theme to the TV show. That was from their original 1973 7-inch single. You can find the Wombles albums. There are a ton of them. There are a couple of greatest hits. They're a little hard to find in the U.S. They were pretty easy to get, like on Discogs. Now, of course, you got to pay like a buttload of tariffs. So. But if you happen to be in England or maybe Australia or somewhere, you can probably pick some up for not too much money. Anyways, I hope you dug that. If you're interested in the Wombles, please look up Mike Batt, B-A-T-T, because he did some other really interesting stuff. Now I'm going to play a group called the California Gold Rush, the 45 with the Bo Diddley beat. This group has another name called Ron Dante.
Time has no meaning if you don't use it right.
Even get into the mustache.
Yeah.
Today we're going to learn about the world. The world that's around us is pretty amazing. But how does it work? It must be complicated. The secret is the world can only work when everything works together. A bee drinks from a flower and leaves with its pollen. A squirrel in a tree spreads the seeds that have fallen. Everything works together. The biggest elephant, the littlest fly. The gophers underground, the birds in the sky. And every single cricket, every fish in the sea gives what they can and gets what they need. That is how the world works. That is how the world works. From A to zebra to the worms in the dirt. That's how it works. Hey everyone, look who stopped by to say hello. It's Socko.
Hey!
Where you been, Socko?
I've been where I always am when you're not wearing me on your hand. In a frightening liminal space between states of being. Not quite dead, not quite alive. It's similar to a constant state of sleep paralysis.
Socko, we were just talking about the world and how it works.
Boy, that sounds complicated.
Do you have anything you'd want to teach us about the world?
I wouldn't say anything that you probably haven't already said yourself.
I don't know about that, Socko. How about you give it a try?
All right. The simple narrative taught in every history class is demonstrably false and pedagogically classist. Don't you know the world is built with blood and genocide and exploitation? The global network of capital essentially functions to separate the worker from the means of production. And the FBI killed Martin Luther King. Private property's inherently theft. And neoliberal fascists are destroying the left. And every politician, every cop on the street protects the interests of the pedophilic corporate elite. That is how the world works.
Really?
That is how the world works. Genocide the natives, say you got to it first. That's how it works.
That's pretty intense.
No shit.
What can I do to help?
Read a book or something, I don't know. Just don't burden me with the responsibility of educating you. It's incredibly exhausting.
I'm sorry, Socko. I was just trying to become a better person.
Why do you rich fucking white people insist on seeing every socio-political conflict through the myopic lens of your own self-actualization? This isn't about you. So either get with it or get out of the fucking way.
Watch your mouth, buddy. Remember who's on whose hand here.
But that's what I'm... Have you not been fucking listening? We are entrenched
all right, all
in a...
Right,
wait. No, please. I don't want to go back. I can't go back. Please. Please. I'm sorry.
Are you going to behave yourself?
Yes.
Yes. What?
Yes, sir.
Look at me.
Yes, sir.
That's better. That is how the world works.
That is how the world works.
I hope you learned your lesson.
I did and it hurt. That's how it works.
Here's a cover of I'm Henry VIII by Pete Fountain and played Bo Burnham from his fantastic TV special. I don't know if it's still on Netflix. The special was called Inside. It was his slightly dramatized version of his life during the pandemic, having a nervous breakdown or worse during COVID. How the World Works, Bo Burnham and Socko. I played Tater Tots doing the witch that went up on Thanksgiving Eve. Tater Tots, which is Red Cross, an assemblage of musicians from the South Bay that have done stuff over the years, mostly covers. The Witch was by a group called The Rattles. And I started that set out with Let's Get It On Today by the California Gold Rush. Like, I got everything in there. Everything, of course, but telling you who's up next. But you already know it's Richard Wigg. He'll be here in about 3 minutes with the wig out. I don't know what Richard has planned for you tonight, but it'll be great. Following Richard, another great show, The Funhouse with Harry Parmenter. I'm going to sign off with the Wombles because they have about a million songs and I didn't get even close to half of them in. So here's their Christmas song. 'Tis the Season. The Wombles have two Christmas songs. I'm going to play the one with one of my favorite artists, the guy who started all the bands. The guy who started the band that you love, featuring the guy that you love. That guy's okay. But remember, my guy named the band, themed the band, and led the band. Then he left it, and the other guy got credit for it. This is the Wombles with the leader of the Move, ELO, and Wizard, Mr. Roy Wood. I wish it could be a wombling Merry Christmas every day. Ditto. Good night, everybody. This is Becky. Signing out with Bubblegum OD. Good night and see you next week.
Street, because that's where she lives.
English Town, New Jersey, the Phantom Five, starting off this week's Wig Out with Great Jones Street, because that's where she lives. Don't you know it, baby? This is their only EP. It has an EP on the Making Time label. And that features the drumming and the vocals of our very own WFMUer. Larry Grogan does a great show, Testify, over on the Drummer Stream, Tuesdays, 3 p.m. Eastern. Go check it out, baby. All right. Welcome to the Wig Out Week, folks. So happy that you're here. I'm happy to be here. All right. Yes, we got a full hour of Blastables here. And the middle hour of Swingin' Sunday. Becky gets things started with Bubblegum OD at 7 p.m. And then here we are, the 8 to 9 o'clock hour, as we are flipping out here at the Wig Out. Then at 9, we toss the keys over to Harry, and he takes us home with the Funhouse. All right, let's go down under. I'm in the mood for some Down Under Destroyers. Masters Apprentices!